Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Experience for this 13th day of April 2021. We spent a great deal of the show today talking about the Hall of Fame worthiness of one Julian Edelman. And it got me to thinking about Hall of Fames and going to Hall of Fames. And I wanted to find out from you your favorite Hall of Fame that you've been to. I don't know. Have you been to the Football Hall of Fame?
I've not been to any of the pro Hall of Fames, let's say. The only Hall of Fame I've been to is in northern Minnesota, the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, in which I went to as a kid. And then last summer when the rookie clan went up to the North Shore of Minnesota, we made the stop a little bit out of our way in Eveleth, Minnesota, to go back to the United States Hockey Hall of Fame. I have not been to Canton like you. I know you've been to Spring. Have you been to the baseball one, too?
Yeah, I've been to Cooperstown. To Canton.
Okay.
I haven't been to Springfield, the Basketball Hall of Fame.
No.
Or the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is in Toronto,
and
right?
In Toronto,
to
yes.
Sometime.
And oddly enough, we, with the Canadian border being shut down, you know, I made the comment earlier on the show, sometime this week, the rookie clan is headed out to Utah for their summer vacation. The summer vacation was going to be out east to Maine and places like that, but we were going to trek up through Toronto to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame and go up through Canada and then back into the States. But with the border being closed, that altered our plans. We're not going out east. I said we're not going out east unless we can go through Canada and go through Toronto and go to the Hockey Hall of Fame, because I don't know when I'll have another opportunity that I'll be going that direction to do that. And so we are not making our eastward family vacation until the border is open again. That's why we're going out west to Utah, but because we will be going to Toronto to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That's awesome. I'd like to do that. To me, the Baseball Hall of Fame was better than the Football Hall of Fame.
Okay, why is that?
Well, first of all, because I think there's just plain more history in baseball.
Sure.
You know, they've kept meticulous records throughout the years, and they've preserved a lot of, essentially you're going to a museum, right?
Right.
There's museums for all different kinds of things. This is the baseball museum. And they have artifacts from, as far back as the game has existed. And that's really cool. And they've done some cool things with lockers and uniforms and that kind of thing. And I think probably the Football Hall of Fame took a bit of a cue from the Baseball Hall of Fame in preserving some of those types of things, because they have some of that kind of stuff in the Football Hall of Fame too. But it's just, there's just so much history in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And it just feels, it's just where it is. It's kind of like in the middle of nowhere up in upstate New York and in Cooperstown, and it's just a really cool place. But the Football Hall of Fame is in Canton because that's where George Halas and whoever was with him, when they began the National Football League, that's where the concept began. And as he tells it, a car dealership in Canton, Ohio, when he met with whoever, I don't know if Curly Lambeau was part of that deal or not, but that's where it started, and that's why it's in Canton. But it's a pretty cool place, and they're expanding it also. So they've done some additional things. They had just opened a new wing when I was there several years ago. And, they have the typical, jerseys and that kind of stuff, and some old equipment and that kind of thing, and all the rings from through the years. They have a display of that. That's cool. But to me, the baseball one was better. But, I guess, plus I'm a huge baseball fan, so I guess that...
Right.
There's a place I always wanted to go to. I've also been to the Bowling Hall of Fame is in St.
Okay,
Louis.
Okay, right. I think I knew that.
That's the other Hall of Fame I've been to. And the cool thing about that is that there is a registry there that you can look up. Like, they have a record of every perfect game that was bowled in a sanctioned league or anything like that. So if you've ever bowled a perfect game in an American Bowling Congress official sanctioned league, you're in the registry. And my grandfather was in there because old Harold Rabier bowled a 300 game in his league. So he's in there.
Very
in
nice.
That way, which was cool. I could look him up. But that was pretty cool, too, because I'm a bowler, you know, and you can see some of the,
sure.
the old stuff and see how far the game goes and things like that. But, you know, like I said, it's a museum. I love going to museums. I've been to some pretty cool museums in my day, too, so I enjoy that stuff. To me, one of the coolest museums I've ever been to was in Gettysburg at the, you know, at the Gettysburg, you know, the battlefield.
Sure.
They have an incredible museum there. And what I learned is that they, when the Battle of Gettysburg took place in July of 1863, they had a sense, this is what I got from being there, they had a sense of the history that was being made. And they immediately began preserving some of the artifacts from that three-day battle because it was so epic. You know, it was the furthest that the Southern Army got into the North, you know, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. And they had an idea that history, the history that was being made there, and they really made a conscious effort to preserve some of the artifacts. So you have some of the coolest stuff. I mean, it was an incredible place. And I'm glad I went as an adult because I saw a group of kids that was there, you know, and they didn't have any appreciation of really what they were seeing. So.
Right.
But it was really cool to see some of that stuff that they had saved.
You know, spinning it back to sports Hall of Fames, when you talk about the history of baseball over, say, the history of football, see, that's what interests me more than anything, too. I think eventually when I go, I've lived through the modern era and seen all that, right? I want to go right. back and see the early stuff. I want to see the early equipment that you're talking about, the early pictures, the early history, and read about that, and whether that be hockey, baseball, football, what have you. It's like going to the Packers Hall of Fame. It's neat seeing the new stuff, but I want to see the old stuff.
Well, that's the thing about the baseball. I mean, because you have such legendary figures like Babe Ruth, for example, and they have, you know, Babe Ruth's locker from Yankee Stadium mm-hmm. in there and in his uniform hanging in the locker, that kind of stuff. And, you know, and the gloves and the shoes and the hats that he wore and all that kind of stuff. And Lou Gehrig and some of the just most iconic names in the history of the sport are represented in there. And then, you know, even more modern day stuff like I remember seeing the bloody sock
from Curt Schilling.
From what's his name?
Curt Schilling.
Curt Schilling, yeah, the bloody sock from his, you know, World Series thing, and that stuff is still preserved in there. So yeah, it was very cool. I'd go back there again. That's one thing too. You only go there once and you see a lot of it, but you miss a lot of it, too.
That's the thing, yeah. You got to make multiple trips, too. But that's awesome stuff.
Yeah. So I'd still someday like to get to the Hockey Hall of Fame because you talk about history.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of history in the NHL, too.
Yeah,
or
just absolutely.
In hockey, you know.
Absolutely.
Or with the NHL, the hockey history going back, you know, almost as long, probably as long, if not longer than baseball.
Oh, yep. I would agree.
See the modern, see the advancements in equipment especially is amazing. Look at some of the gloves they used to wear in baseball. It's like, man, how did you even feel the ball?
Right?
You know?
No doubt.
So, and like when baseball first started, they didn't even have gloves. They had special gloves for the catcher to wear, but it wasn't like a glove that you'd see today in any form. It was just like a padded glove, like a big... like a cartoon glove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, five fingers. You know, it's crazy. But hopefully I'll get to see them all someday. I'd like to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame, too, at some point. Springfield, Massachusetts.
Well, you can tell me all about that one.
I will be happy to do that. Hopefully we'll get there someday and we get to travel again soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you join us at 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan for the Bill and Rookie Experience.